The US bank JP Morgan Chase says losses from risky trading in its London office have widened to nearly $6 billion. The bank originally estimated the losses at $2 billion when the bad trades were disclosed in May. JP Morgan says the executives responsible for the losses have been dismissed without severance pay. It says there's evidence some traders may have been trying to hide their losses. The European Commission has questioned the wisdom of ratings agency Moody's decision to cut Italy's debt rating shortly before an Italian bond auction. Moody's downgraded Italy's sovereign rating by two notches to Baa-2. It cited rising risks and a loss of market access. Moody's also warned it may still cut the rating further. It was the second downgrade in 5 months for Italy. A spokesman for the European Commission says they're disappointed with the timing of the announcement. And South Korean workers at Hyundai and Kia have walked off the job to demand higher wages and fewer working hours. In the city of Ulsan, 25,000 Hyundai workers gathered outside a factory to voice their demands. A spokesman at Hyundai said the 8-hour stoppage was expected to hamper production of 4,300 vehicles worth around $75 million. The Hyundai union warns that if their demands are not met, there'll be more industrial action.